You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 995, Friday, October 25th, 2019. And we'll start with new music from Cold Blue, the label that sent me a handful of new releases over last weekend. And we'll start with Michael Byron's piece, Bridge of Pearl and Dust, music for vibraphone performed by Ben Phelps, recorded at Architecture Studios in Los Angeles, August of 2018. This is a single, again, from Cold Blue. And one of the critics from the San Francisco Bay Guardian said it reminded him of the Mobile Works of Alexander Calder, and it sort of does. So after, in honor of that observation from the critic, we'll hear from John Cage following this, Works of Calder, Part 1, Prepared Piano, which was a score that Cage wrote for the Swiss filmmaker Herbert Matters, a film about Alexander Calder in 1955. And the pianist here is Margaret Leng Tan. And that comes up 16 minutes and after the completion of Michael Byron, Bridge of Pearl and Dust for solo vibraphone. This is Martian Gardens, episode 995. Hour number one. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete details, links, and download information. Michael Byron, Bridge of Pearl and Dust.
Thank you.
That was music from John Cage, performed by Margaret Lang Tan. And that follows Michael Byron's Bridges of Pearl and Dust, a new piece for vibraphone, performed by Ben Phelps on this new CD single from Cold Blue Music, Bridge of Pearl and Dust. And that's for the solo vibraphone, which certain critic in San Francisco said it reminded him of the Alexander Calder mobiles. So as a nod to Calder, I played that selection from Cage's score to a film by Herbert Matter in 1955 about the sculptor Alexander Calder, who invented the modern mobile. And in that soundtrack, there's also a dramatic role, a commentary role, played by Burgess Meredith, of all people. So that's interesting. And that was, again, performed at Lincoln Center in New York City, April 4th, 1999, by Margaret Lang Tan. We'll continue with Hilda Girls. In the early 90s, there was a revival of the works of the medieval abbess Hildegard von Bingen, or Hildegard of Bingen. And the Hilda Girls were a group of downtown musicians who decided to make a play, a music theater piece, out of Hildegard's play called The Ordo Virtutum, The Play of Virtues. And there are four acts, and each of these women have an act of their own in it, in which they're the principal composer. Act one, Lisa Biloa. Act two, Kitty Brazelton. And act three is Eve Biglarian. And act four is Elaine Kaplinsky. Now, what we'll hear is Eve Biglarian's act three. And in this act of Ordo Virtutum, it's in which the virtues bind the soul to her decision, and her decision was to meet the devil. And in the vernacular, the message is, as Biglarian puts it, "You made your bed, now lie in it." And this is a scene of contention between the soul and the devil. And features also violin samples by Robin Lorenz. And von Bingen wrote this play to as a Ordo Virtutum about the virtues. Well, it depicts the virtues as the human soul in its struggle to choose wisdom and right thinking. And this is mostly voice. The instruments come across acousmatically through samples and field recordings. For instance, in Act 3, the voice of God is represented by a blowing across the mouth of a bottle, whereas the devil is a rattlesnake with both sounds of hisses and rattles, and a quote, a recording of really intense gay male oral sex, which Eve doesn't go into too much detail about how it was obtained, but I think it was there as a because it seemed like it would accentuate the sound of the devil she was going for. So that's interesting. And again, this was they worked on this throughout the most of the 90s and premiered it at the Lincoln Center Festival 98. So it's been around for quite a while. Hilda Girls, spelled with a U for whatever reason. Ordo Virtutum, and this is Act 3. And after Ordo Virtutum, I realize I'm running a relatively long set here, we'll hear a beautiful new choral electroacoustic piece by Alex Shapiro from her studios on San Juan Island. O Death, Rock Me to Sleep. Going 400 years in the future from Hildegard, we have Anne Boleyn in the Tower of London and the poem attributed to her, O Death, Rock Me to Sleep, O Death, Rock Me Asleep. Okay, first this is the Hilda Girls and Act 3 of Orto Virtutum. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 995, hour number 1.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was Alex Shapiro's first choral electroacoustic music piece, and that was called O Death, Rock Me Asleep, taking its text from a poem that Anne Boleyn wrote in the Tower of London awaiting her execution. It's attributed, but the provenance has never been 100% verified, but it's safe to say there weren't many copyright offices in the Tower of London, not when you were ready to have your head roll. All that was going to rock to sleep was Anne Boleyn's head in the next few days, as she'd been sentenced for treason against Henry VIII, and some rumors that she was running around on him. But it seems that he was very dissatisfied that she provided him with Elizabeth I and not the male issue that he so desired. The whole thing was one of the most momentous momentous reigns in the history of Britain, and at the end of Henry VIII's life, England was no longer answering to the Vatican. He'd said no to the Pope, and the Pope said he couldn't get divorced, and that was the start of the Church of England. So we've got some kind of a linchpin of history here with this poem that Alex Shapiro has chosen for her first electroacoustic choral work, which she describes as Satby Chorus, with pre-recorded soundscape. That was premiered at All Saints Church, Beverly Hills, California, by the Golden Bridge Ensemble, directed by Susie Digby, on September 7th, 2019.
My Lord ain't no stuck-up man. My Lord, he ain't proud. When he goes a-walking, he gives me his hand. You my friend, he loud. My Lord knowed what it was to work. He knowed how to pray. My Lord's life was troubled too. Troubled every day. My Lord ain't no stuck-up man. He's a friend of mine. When he went up to heaven, his soul was on fire. He told me I was going. He said, "Sure you'll come with me and be my friend through eternity."
Good morning, Stalingrad. Good morning, Stalingrad. Lots of folks who don't like you had give you up for dead, but you ain't dead. Good morning, Stalingrad. Where I live, down in Dixie, things is bad, but they're not so bad I still can't say good morning, Stalingrad. And I'm not so dumb, I still don't know that as long as your red star lights the sky, We won't die. Good morning, Stalingrad. You're half a world away or more. But when your guns roar, they roar for me and for everybody who wants to be free. Good morning, Stalingrad. Some folks try to tell me down this way that you're our ally just for today. That may be so for those who want it so. But as for me, you're my ally until we all are free. Good morning, Stalingrad. When crooks and Klansmen lift their heads and things is bad, I can look way across the sea and see where simple working folks like me lift their heads too, with gun in hand to drive the fascists from the land. You've stood between us well, Stalingrad. The folks who hate you had done give you up for dead. They were glad. But you ain't dead. And you won't be as long as I am you and you are me. For you have allies everywhere, all over the world who care. And they are with you more than just today. Listen, I don't own no radio. I can't send no messages through the air. But I reckon you can hear me anyhow, away off there. And I know you know I mean it when I say, maybe in a whisper to keep the Klan away, good morning, Stalingrad. I'm glad you ain't dead. Good morning, Stalingrad.